Hello, everybody. Welcome to Beep Beep Lettuce bonus episode. What's going on with everybody?
Oh.
All right. So I made $30 off the stock market. So what? I think you, I guess,
nice.
I guess you could say that I'm a bit of a shrewd investor. I'm a bit of a money, you know, this is now the Money Talk podcast. If you want to make $30, listen to this podcast.
$30 is the right amount to get in for.
What'd you put it on?
I just bought AMC stock and then I sold it a couple days later. I only bought like 10 shares. And
nice.
We basically collectively saved the movies. So
yeah, that rules. You did a political action. You did practice.
Right. I can finally go to non-binary Ghostbusters in 2022.
Yeah. In the theaters. Right.
I can't wait to see the Muncher.
Oh yeah, I want to see fucking Muncher.
So because it was GameStop Redditors who saved the movies by buying AMC's stock, all of the studios are now canceling their woke movies and making movies specifically designed to appeal to soy core Redditors.
Wow, that's awesome. I can't wait to see the Funko Pop movie. I think that's really going to slap.
It's like the Lego movie, but it's with Funko Pops.
Yes, it's note for note the Lego movie. And they Jesus just are Christ. Redoing. They're like, what if B movie had Funko Pops in it?
Just excuse me while I kill myself.
I mean, they made an emoji movie. I think they really are making a Funko Pop movie, though. Like, it's going to have Deadpool in it and all of the most like epic soy face Funko Pop characters.
Fucking studios. I can't tell a joke anymore.
Yeah. Where's that guy with the orange hair when you need him?
Which one?
Harry Knowles.
Is that the guy? The Dark Knight?
Oh, no. The Joker shooter.
No, I thought you were talking about Donald Joker Trump. Shooter. I literally don't.
I'm talking about Aurora, baby. We got to get his ass out of retirement for the Funko Pop movie.
Right.
That was the Bane shooter. Went to a Dark Knight.
Was it Dark Knight Rises?
It's Dark Knight Rises. So, yeah, some people died while watching one of the shittiest movies of all time.
I'm sorry. Did you say the Dark Knight Rises is shitty?
Oh, yeah.
It is unwatchable. It's very watchable because it's so funny.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to offer. All right. Yeah.
Sure.
That first 10 minutes is like one of the funny, like most unintentionally funny things in a mainstream movie.
Fucking Rancid Dumpster technically has a lot to offer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the same way. It's like watching like an ecosystem grow out of a dumpster.
I'm like,
wow.
No longer, I don't believe that you can call movies bad anymore. I no longer believe in calling movies bad.
It's
like,
impossible
even like,
to tell what things
worst,
are good or bad.
Think of the worst movie you've ever seen. All right. Everybody shout it out. It's not
Stepmom.
Stepmom? I don't know that one.
Titanic.
Titanic? See, like...
Trash movie.
Movies aren't bad if you go into watching them with the mindset of what they are. Movies are only bad. Any piece of art, any work is only bad if you go into it expecting it to be something it isn't. If you go into it expecting it to be exactly what it is, it will never let you down.
Diarrhea doesn't taste bad to drink if you expect it to be diarrhea.
Well, listen, that's the Sigma male mindset. If you're a Sigma male, every movie is epic to you because you're able to adapt your brain to the exact frequency that the movie is vibrating at and you can enjoy it. It's a perfect 10 to you.
Yeah, I love Sigma.
That's right.
I fucking love.
You can Sigma balls.
The real trick is to expect that movies just won't be entertaining at all. And then you'll just be like thrilled that you're even watching something.
I'll just be mad.
Yeah. Right?
I came in to be mad and I was, it succeeded in making me mad.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's like if you go into Tarkovsky's Stalker expecting an exciting and interesting movie, you'll be forever disappointed because you're supposed to go into it expecting to be bored out of your skull and then tell everybody that you understood it later because you want them to think you're cool.
That's right.
That's a very good movie, though. I liked it.
I really enjoyed it, and I understood the entire thing.
You've never seen it.